Hello, and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Mary McHenry and Susan Guyer.
Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue.
It's Tuesday. It must be
Thrive Time. Welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio with your hosts, Mary McHenry and Susan Guyer. We are certified coaches, authors, and working moms just like you. We want to create thriving lives for ourselves and our families.
And today's show is about overwhelm. We're hearing from so many women who seem to be overwhelmed with all that's happening, either in their lives or just thinking about their work or their business. So if this is you or someone you know, listen up, because we're going to share some warning signs of overwhelm and some solutions.
Great. But first, let's talk about the exciting contest we're offering. We're hearing from so many of you, and we want to hear more about your business, where you're struggling in your business or even in your life, and also what thriving might look like for you, since we all want you to be thriving moms and women. This contest is for a business makeover, and the business makeover is part of a course that we're offering called the 8-Week Business Makeover. Take your business from just surviving to thriving in just 60 days. This course is really chock full of juicy information, and it also is creating a hands-on community. We'll take you and your business to the next level. So, if you've been struggling and just surviving, then this course is for you. And all listeners are going to have an opportunity to participate. This is what we'd like you to do. Send us an email to moms, M-O-M-S, at successcirclecoaching.com. Put the words business makeover in the subject line. We're going to send you a contest application and put you in the running to win the free 8-week business makeover. All entries, so every listener who enters in, will also receive a special thank you gift just for entering. So again, send an email to moms, M-O-M-S, at successcirclecoaching.com with the words business makeover, and we'll send in the subject line, and we'll send you an application. We'll talk more next week about this exciting contest and how you can get involved.
So, Sue, today I know we were going to talk about overwhelm, and it's something that I certainly hear a lot from my friends and from my clients, and I know you do too. So let's take a look at the warning signs of overwhelm and some simple solutions that we can all share.
Great. Yeah, I think that, you know, when we go into overwhelm, it's that place of being in lack. And I think, again, it's that message that we keep getting from everybody that we need to balance it all. We need to balance our work. We need to balance getting the kids back to school. We need to balance the end of summer. We need to balance this. And all of a sudden, our head feels like it's going to explode. Mm-hmm. And that's actually one of the warning signs, is if your head starts to feel really full, like you can't think, then there might be too much going on. Another really simple warning sign is the feeling of rushing from task to task. And I know that I sometimes feel this way, that we're rushing from one activity to the next. Mm-hmm. And once you're into that place of rushing, you've actually stepped over the edge into overwhelm. So that's not always recognized as being an overwhelmed. It's oftentimes I hear, I'm just so busy. Mm-hmm. But once you are into that rushing, when you've already started rushing, you're already over the edge of overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like you're not sure what to do next, and it's more than even just walking into the room and not sure why you went there. It's the, oh my goodness, I have so much to do. You almost get paralyzed. I hear from so many women that they get paralyzed as to what to do next, mm-hmm. because there's so much that they don't even know where to start, and so oftentimes gets paralyzed and don't start. This can also show up as being really too tired to the point of not wanting to do anything. So those two kind of can go hand in hand. And also questioning your abilities. So questioning how good you are as a businesswoman, how good you are as a mom, how good you are as a spouse, how good you are at your job. All of those can all show up and are all signs and symptoms of being in overwhelm.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I know. I've certainly felt those things, and I've heard those things a lot. It's almost like the words that come to mind as you're describing that is crisis management. You know, like we're running around from one crisis to another, and a lot of times that crisis is really just in our minds and our brains and how we're looking at what's in front of us.
Exactly. And, it's like we talk about, it's spinning plates.
Yeah.
And sometimes those plates then come crashing down. Now, one thing that's really important, and so I wanted to stop for a moment and make sure that we say this, and I know, Mary, you and I have been really careful, and is that these also can be warning signs of something more serious, and we don't want to come off as mental health professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is any need to go to certainly see a mental health professional that's local to you if you're also having some of these physical or psychological signs that are going on that are beyond the scope of just being in the place of overwhelm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great point. Great point. Yeah, and we'll talk more about ways to get support from your community, and some, you know, that includes knowing when you need to go for extra help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody else in your community. We'll talk more about community as we go on later in other shows.
So let's take a break for a moment and then come back and talk about some ideas to help get you back to thriving, out of overwhelm and back to thriving.
Sounds great. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sue with your Thriving Mother's Tip for today. If you find yourself in overwhelm, take a moment, take a breath, and start sitting down and looking at the situation from a different perspective, the perspective of what's working well. Last week we went through a whole model of questions, and the first one that you always start with is, what's working well? What's going right? So in any situation where you might be overwhelmed, start taking a look at the big picture and find out what's really working for you in your life or your business, and start there. And spread out. You'll find you'll be less overwhelmed. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We're here talking about overwhelm and ways to, we're now going to look at some ways to ease that overwhelm. Now that we've looked at the signs of when overwhelm is showing up, when that stress is creeping in, let's talk about something that we can do about those things.
I think, Mary, what we've talked about, that oftentimes that place of overwhelm, you're disconnected to the vision in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the first places is to identify what is your vision. So this is a great time of year. I know most people, or many people, I should say, only do it, you know, on the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that the beginning of a season, even the first of every month, creating a vision, even every week, creating a vision for, you know, a big vision and then smaller visions, and really connecting with what do you want? What do you want for your life? What do you want for your family? What do you want for your business? Because, as you know, if you don't have that, know where you're going, you kind of take all these side routes and go around in circles, and you're not sure, you know, why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So reconnecting to your vision is the first place to start.
That's great. I like that. And I have some friends who do it on each new moon of the month, you know. And it's great because it feels like what that does when we take a look again at our vision or our intention for that month or that week, it's like we're drawing an arrow to aim at something rather than shooting buckshot at a target where, you know, it's kind of wild, it could go everywhere. That feeling of an arrow where we're, I don't know, just being centered, being clear. I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Mm-hmm.
I know it helps me.
Absolutely. And I think once we connect with that vision, and we talked a couple weeks ago about passion, I think some of that passion comes back. Oftentimes when we're overwhelmed, we've lost that passion. We've forgotten, you know, why did we get started in doing what we're doing in the first place? And by writing that vision out, you can reconnect to that passion also.
Yeah. I know we talked about that in our chapter on overwhelm as well. You know, when you're in a situation, like what was the example in the book? Something about, you know, dinner time. You know, just to be clear in that moment, like, what's my intention for dinner tonight? How do I want to feel? I think that getting in touch with how we want to feel and how we're feeling is so important. I don't think we can emphasize that enough.
Absolutely. I think another area, once we create, you know, the vision, is also take a look at what we're doing right now. So when you're rushing around or when you are not sure where to start next, is there a way that you can break the tasks down? And I know as women we think that multitasking, we talked about multitasking, is the end-all be-all.
Oh, huge, I know.
But truly, and there's been scientific research that's proven this, that has said that when you think you're multitasking, you're really not. That you're one, there's been many articles on that it's not as effective. But the second is that you're actually, when you're doing two tasks at once, you're actually doing one task at a time. It's just your brain is switching back and forth, back and forth, back and forth at nanoseconds.
Mm-hmm.
So no wonder we're so tired, because we're actually doing two tasks simultaneously, and we're creating energy loss by going back and forth and back and forth.
Yep.
Well, what is much more effective is using that leverage, or, you know, how you can move a heavy object using a lever much easier than trying to do it all by yourself. And I know a lot of people, when they hear leverage, and when a lot of people ask me, how do you do all that you do? I go, I'm great at leveraging. And I always get that quizzical look. I don't know about you, Mary. People kind of look at you funny, like, what do you mean? Because it's, and that creative leveraging is not multitasking. It's using information or using opportunities or using resources in multiple ways. So to go back to what you were talking about in terms of the dinner time, yes, the example in the book was about me and dinner time and how much I hated it, and women out there that hate that 4 to 6 o'clock time frame because I just don't feel creative at cooking. The kids are stepping off the bus hungry, and I'm hungry, and they want to connect, and it's just chaotic. So that's when I felt like I was multitasking all the time. I was trying to find out about their day, trying to figure out what I was going to do for dinner, try and get them started on homework, try and pull stuff out of the freezer. Like, I felt like my brain was always too full because I was always multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, now what I do is, we talked about, is the dream dinners, and go once a month and create all my meals for the month. That it goes into the freezer. But where I've really leveraged that what was a problem is that I have friends come with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've leveraged my community and my social. You know, I was missing seeing some of my friends, so I'm able to have social time, and we can talk more about this another week, but have social time and create great meals for my family all at the same time. So I'm leveraging an hour and a half of time, which has created so much more time. That hour and a half that I spend at Dream Dinners has created so much more open space for me throughout the month, and created an opportunity of connection, because we make each other's meals. It makes everything go faster. So I'm really leveraging that one activity in multiple areas of my life.
You know, it sounds a lot more enjoyable. And it makes me think maybe one of the greatest tools for getting out of overwhelm is being able to look at something in a different way. Look at that not as a problem, but like, okay, this obviously, the way I'm trying to do this task or this part of my day isn't making me feel good. It doesn't feel good. It's too much, you know. How could I look at this in a different way or do this in a different way that could actually be, could shift it, could, you know, maybe make it more enjoyable, like it sounds like Dream Dinners is for you, not only because you're getting your meals done all in one day for the whole month, but you're with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And helping them make their meals. I mean, that's like one of the best parts of that whole thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, is helping each other that way. So there's something about getting out of overwhelm is about noticing how you're approaching that situation and being curious about creating the space for curiosity.
Mm-hmm. And I think it really goes back to that, you know, that shifting from lack, like you just said, to opportunity.
Yeah.
So, like the question I like to ask. So, if I were really thriving, you know, we always go back to thriving. If I could thrive in this moment, what would I like to do?
Yeah.
And for me, when thriving was, well, I'd be able to already have picked out my meals ahead of time. Okay, let me find a place that lets me do that. I, you know, would be able to create healthy meals so we have a family time meal because that's really important for me, okay? So it went back to, again, we talked about get out of overwhelm, go back to your vision. It went back to my vision of what I wanted for that time period and for mealtime to be. I reconnected to that vision and what was important and what I valued, and then I created something that allowed me to have that vision. Because the way I was going about it was not connected to my vision at all.
Yeah.
Of how I wanted mealtime to be. It just, mealtime was not how I wanted it to be because I was totally stressed out by the time I sat down to dinner. Oftentimes I was standing and eating, you know, instead of sitting down. So I revisited the vision. And that's an important point that I don't think often we all think about is often we make big visions for the big things in our lives, our businesses, what we want our house to look like 5 years from now, you know, these big visions. And really writing a vision for everyday activities.
Kind of like your desired outcome, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. It's funny you just said that because I was thinking what we tend to do when we're, you know, looking at making a change is like, oh, my God, that means we have to change everything. Everything has to line up and get balanced up, you know? It's that balance model again. And I think what you and I are really talking about and trying to practice is just one part, one shift, one area of our lives. If we can do that differently, then I think that informs the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we have to do this major overhaul or the 10-year vision. I mean, all those things are fun to do, but I think really where women are struggling is the day-to-day.
Actually, now that I think about it, and maybe next week we'll talk about vision because this would be a great time for me, is we have a vacation coming up soon, is really writing out, you know, my intention, my kind of my vision for how that week will flow. Not a structured plan, but really a vision for how I want to feel, how the kids will feel, how we'll connect. And so this would be a good time for me personally to do that. So maybe that's something we can talk about on our next show.
That sounds great. Well, let's take a quick break and then come back and wrap it up.
Sounds good.
Hi, this is Mary. Are you a busy working mom, getting overwhelmed trying to balance everything? Well, have we got a book for you. Stop Spinning Plates, How to Lose Your Balance and Become a Thriving Mother. Go now to Amazon.com, type in Stop Spinning Plates, and grab a few copies for yourself and for your friends. It's time for all of us to thrive. Now back to the show.
Great, welcome back. And we've been here together talking about overwhelm and about noticing that overwhelm is often from a sense of lack, from something not enough. You know, feeling not enough time, not enough energy. And we've been offering some simple solutions, some simple ways of shifting how we look at what has been overwhelming us today.
Yes, and so noticing for yourself, if your language is saying, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so stressed, I just can't get it all balanced, those are all warning signs. Those are language warning signs. And then some of the doing things that you might be doing, if you feel like you're constantly rushing around, if physically your head feels really full, if you're not quite sure or haven't been taking action on a project because it just feels like there's just too much to do, then that's the time you want to sit down, grab your beverage of choice, map out just an easy, effortless vision for how you want whatever it is you're working on to look like, and really define the way that you can leverage your time and energy so that it's not scattered all over the place, but is like that laser beam focus so that it's much more intense, or as Mary said, the arrow straight to the target. So we hope you've enjoyed our conversation today. I have.
Mary, me too.
Connect with you.
Yes, you too, Sue.
So have a great week, and you can contact us at moms, M-O-M-S, at successcirclecoaching.com. Remember, if you want to be part of our business makeover, just write business makeover, or if you just have an idea for a future show, and we're still looking for thriving mothers in action, so if you are a thriving mother out there, send us an email and let us know. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Remember to come join our contest for an 8-week business makeover. Send us an email, moms, M-O-M-S, at successcirclecoaching.com. We'll send you an application to be our one lucky participant who wins that free 8-week business makeover. All listeners will get a special gift just for entering. Thanks again, and have a great week.